The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, friends. Such a delight to be welcomed by you all. Gil has spoken of this Sangha as being a friendly Sangha, and certainly brings a smile to see everybody coming in with greetings. Just thought I'd open up a minute early to say welcome and express gratitude for your greetings to one another and to the Sangha. Very sweet. And in the chat, I see old friends and many new friends. Great to see everybody. So, Gil spoke, yes, last week, provided an overview to Buddhist ethics. And the intention this week is to continue with that and perhaps expand on it by taking a look at what are known as the five precepts. These are five commitments that we can make in our practice, commitments to avoid unskillful action in five areas of our lives. Commitments to bring our mindful attention to our actions and their consequences in the world in a way that cultivates a heart of non-harming. And at the end of his talk on Friday, Gil talked about this idea that from effortful cultivating of virtuous action in our practice, there can be a transition to an almost effortless second nature way of meeting situations with an intention to not cause harm. And in the spirit of that insight of Gil's, let's sit together. And let's dedicate this sit. Let's bring the spirit of this sit, its inspiration, around awaking the heart of non-harming, sometimes dormant in us. And by bringing attention to the heart, we can sort of become attuned to it and awaken its potential for non-harm. So join me. I'm going to bring a Buddha into the background here. Let's sit together. And we can take our meditation posture, move into a comfortable position that physically keeps us both relaxed and alert. A relaxed alertness, an alert relaxation. You can bring the eyes down if that's comfortable. Bring them all the way down if that's comfortable. And reorient our attention from the outside world, the responsibilities of the day, whether those are before us or behind us. Bring our attention inward. Inward and downward. Inward to this inner life, to this inner world, downward into the body. And finding in this internal space the breathing happening. This breath right here is sufficient. Just noticing this in-breath, this out-breath, and then the next one. We can kind of keep our attention circling around this breathing thing happening. The motion of the body, the rise and fall of the abdomen, the shoulders lifting slightly, falling slightly. And we can keep coming back here to this here and now of our experience. The here-ness and now-ness of things. Each time the mind gets caught up in things, snagged by things, each time we find the mind doing its things, looking into the future, considering the past, thinking about other people, thinking about ourselves, the usual. Without judgment, with gentleness, we can nudge attention back to the breathing. Or we can let the breathing fill out, open back up to become the center of what's happening in our awareness. And the way we return to the breathing, the way we let the mind open back up to the breathing is so important. We don't have to hurry. We don't have to judge ourselves for having strayed away from the here and now. Maybe we can remind ourselves that it's the returning over and over again that creates a habit of mind to be here now. We create by this return, leaving the entanglement of thought, leaving the rapidity and some of the tightness of thinking. We return to the breath, to the here and now, to the body, where things are, by their nature, slower, simpler, more balanced. As we return, each time we return, we create a tendency, a momentum. And as we begin an exploration this week of five precepts, and given the intimate relationship between mind and heart, we can make each return to here and now, each return from thinking to the breath, for example, a return to the heart as well. Maybe when we return to the here and now, the heart seems tight, restricted, constricted. And if we find the heart a little closed off, maybe we can soften just a little around it. Maybe just by noticing what it's like, there's a softening. At least we're here with it. At least we're attending to it. And perhaps we can notice that with returning from thinking, getting caught up in things, planning, remembering all good functions of the mind. Can't live without them. Maybe we notice that with those activities of mind, the heart feels more closed or tight. And when we return to the breathing, to the here and now, there can be a subtle opening or softening. Maybe the heart feels a little more expansive, a little more generous when we return. And there too, we create a tendency. The heart in the present moment, the heart here and now, the heart at rest in meditation, like the mind can rest here in this meditative space. This can be the heart of non-harming. So, as this meditation period draws to a close, having perhaps touched in with the heart, we can dedicate any stillness of heart, any peace we find, any openness, any generosity of heart, to a broader benefit. In addition to being of benefit to ourselves, may it also benefit others. May it enrich our relationships. And may it spread out, ripple out to the benefit of all beings. May all beings know the calm and peace that come with the freedom from suffering.